Hi, and welcome all you beautiful divine beings to Science of Successful Living with the Bahamas' foremost ancient wisdom truth teacher, Reverend Rich L. Kemp. Internationally acclaimed and universally loved, Reverend Rich is a highly respected transformation truth teacher and metaphysical minister. His positive, power-filled, provocative truth teaching ministry crosses all race, color, and creeds, and transcends all religion, nations, and denominations. Today's truth teaching presentation is designed to inform and transform the mind and expand the consciousness to discover our true spiritual divinity identity. Here now is Master Spiritual Strategist and Transformation Truth Teacher, Reverend Rich.
And you are in the right place at the right time. Thank you for listening. This is Reverend Rich, and it is a delight to have you listening. If this is your first time, I want you to know that we appreciate your presence. We appreciate you tuning in and listening today. It's a beautiful day down here in Florida. We had wonderful weather. A little cloud came in later on, but it's beautiful. I'm sure it's lovely wherever you are also. And I'm getting ready to take a trip next week to visiting my home in the Bahamas, my wife and I. And we're going to be visiting with my mom for a couple of days. Just a little slip away, getting away and saying hi to mom, you know. And so we're so delighted that you're able to listen to us. If you're listening in the Bahamas, make sure when you see me there, if you're in Nassau, we'll connect and shake hands and hug and do all the wonderful things. And wherever you're listening to over there in Brazil, if you're listening in Brazil or in Trinidad or in the Caribbean, throughout the Caribbean, listening in Europe, listening all the way in the Middle East, I say peace in the Middle East. Peace to you, wonderful friends. We have been discussing a universal human experience that is called guilt. Guilt is something that we've all encountered, all experienced, all of us have expressed in one way or the other, and some of us are still dealing with this thing called guilt, this guilty conscience, this guilty consciousness. And the whole purpose of this program, this show, is to help you rid your mind and your behind of all the negative stinking thinking that guilt brings to you and I. Because that's, you realize what guilt is those thoughts that talks to you and tell you how bad you are or how unworthy you are and you didn't do this or you should have done that, and it's guilt. It doesn't help you. Many people I've known encounter, they are depressed because of some guilt. And when I talk, when they share with me, I realize lots of time the guilt is not real, but be it real or imagined, many folks are still hurting, are in bondage, are busted, are hurting, unable to look themselves in the mirror, unable to look at another person, and they blame themselves for this thing, that thing, the other thing, and that's the stuff we want to help you get free of, because listen, you are beautiful. You should be living life to the fullest. You are designed to live life more abundantly. You should be fulfilling life, enjoying life. And if you cannot enjoy life, I've met people with millions of dollars and they are unhappy. And I thought, dear friend, you've got all these millions. Why don't we exchange? And let me show you how I can be happy with those millions. I'm kidding, of course. But no, I'm not. I'm saying, because if you've got all that money and you're still miserable, if you are unhappy, wow, there's a reason. You need a lot of help, and I want to help you. I'm serious with this because guilt is a universal experience, and we've all had to deal with it. And I make it humorous because you've got to understand life is too serious to not be able to laugh. You must be able to laugh a lot, not just a little. Stop and smell the roses and laugh a lot, because laughter is, there's healing in laughter. There's wholeness in laughter. Laughter is a form of release, just like crying is a form of release. But you don't want to cry all the time. You don't want to be a weeping willow. You want to be able to lift your hands up like the palm trees and wave them in the air like you just don't care. So that's what we've been talking about. And I want to thank you if you're the first time listener. And those of you that have listened and are listening, we've got some contact this week from some of you, and I want to thank you. There's Joseph, who called in before, and we were able to share and chat and talk, and so wonderfully got your email, and also Deborah. She's the first caller, and she called on back and told us a wonderful testimony. So if you're listening, if you're a little shy, I understand, but I will make it very easy for you. You can talk to me. I'm very easy to talk to. You can talk to Reverend Rich. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to accuse you. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to help you. I am a lifter upper. I'm your friend to help lift you up out of whatever stuff that you're stuck in, and get you going and get your mojo going. And so that's what we're talking about. So let's get right into it. Today, we talked about Brian, who was an NBA. He was had a career in the NBA, playing with the Boston Celtics. And he bought his parents a beautiful house and everything in Vegas. And they were on the way to Las Vegas to visit. And a tragic, sad thing happened, and they were involved in an accident, and his mother and his father and his sister were all killed in that tragic accident. The only one survived was his little niece, and she was strapped inside the back seat, but he blamed himself. He went into what Reverend Rich called a shoulda, woulda, coulda type of a syndrome. He began to blame himself. If I did not do this, if I did that, and so forth and so on. And again, perhaps you are feeling that type of a guilt. You are blaming yourself for that type of a experience. You should have done this. You could have done that. You didn't do that. Well, you know, the thing about guilt is a lie. Guilt is not your friend. Guilt comes to bring you down. Guilt comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Reverend Richard, I've come that you may have life and have it and experience it and express it and enjoy it right here and right now. And as long as you feel this guilt, as long as you harbor those type of guilt, as long as you entertain those guilty consciousness, as long as you carry those around, burdened around by guilt, you will never progress. You will never go forward. You will never experience what you really want to. So that's what we want to make it work for you. I'm here to help you make it work. You know, so the purpose of this program, again, is to help you to free your mind, to free your consciousness of all the guiltiness, of all the guilt feelings, of all the false guilt, especially, that's coming your way. As you know, guilt, a guilty conscience, a guilty consciousness, is really robs so many of you. And I'm here today to provide you the truth that will enrich you, that will enlighten you, that will empower you to free yourself of all hatred, of all self-hatred, and of all hatred caused by past guilt, real or imagined. Now let me define some terms to you. Hatred, for example. What is hatred? Hatred is a long-standing, deep feeling of being offended or hurt. I'll say it again. Hatred is a long, deep-standing feeling. It's a long-standing, deep feeling of being offended and hurt. And hatred is its cousin. Hatred is a deep feeling of animosity and the harboring of ill feeling, bitterness, and resentment towards yourself or another. Let me say it again. Hatred is a deep feeling of animosity and the harboring of ill feeling and bitterness and resentment towards yourself or another. Unforgiveness. What's unforgiveness? Unforgiveness is consciously, and this is wonderful. You've got to listen to this, darling. Unforgiveness is consciously and deliberately clinging onto and the refusal and unwillingness to let go of and release yourself or another that may have offended you, be it real or imagined. Let me say it again about unforgiveness, because this clarifies, helps us to understand. Unforgiveness is you, not someone else we're talking about, but you, consciously and deliberately clinging on to and refusing or unwilling to let go of and release yourself or another that may have offended you, be it an imagined feeling. Now, on the other hand, forgiveness. This is where we're going to focus today. Forgiveness, because this is the key to your success. This is the key to successful living. Our program is called Science of Successful Living. And this is one of the keys. This is one of the scientific key to successful living, is understanding the forgiveness principle. Forgiveness is the rooting up. Oh, I love this. Forgiveness is the rooting up, is the releasing and the letting go of all regrets, ill feelings, bitterness, resentments, animosities, hatred, and hatred towards myself or another. Say it again, Reverend Rich. You betcha. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is when I root up, and when you release and let go of all regrets, of all ill feelings, of all bitterness, of all resentments, of all animosities, of all hatred and hatred towards yourself first and another. And it's so important that I talk about this. You, the first person that you must forgive, is not another. It's not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your brother, not your uncle, not your niece, not your in-law or some outlaw. No, the first person that you must forgive is yourself. You must forgive you. And boy, that is such a liberating truth. When I discovered that truth, totally. All the religious and the religiosity I've experienced in the past, nothing taught me this truth but an experience. And so, forgiveness begins with me. Will you say that out loud wherever you are? Forgiveness begins with me. Oh boy, say it one more time with Reverend Rich. Forgiveness begins with me. Yeah. You thought it was you had to forgive someone else. No, that's okay. That will come. But real forgiveness begins with me. And another thing, another thought, I must share this with you. God forgives you through you. Oh, yes. That is powerful, Reverend Rich. Say it again. You bet I will. God forgives you through you. God forgives another through you. God forgives others through you. When you understand how God views you, God sees you worthy. God sees you deserving. God sees you beautiful. God sees you complete. God sees you whole. There is nothing negative about you when God, the Spirit, when the universe looks at you. And so when you begin to come in line, here we go. When your mind becomes aligned with the divine, all will be fine. Wow. When my mind, and I like for you to personalize this, because the truth, I want to know the truth that works for me. Not the truth that worked for you, or truth that worked. A truth is a truth. But this truth, that's just true. Understanding that my mind, as long as your mind is not aligned with the divine, you will always be thinking bad and negative. You'll always have poor self-image, negative self-image, thinking of yourself as being too fat, too skinny, too tall, too short, too black, too white, too red, too whatever. All those negativities. When you come to understand who you really are. And beloved, when you come to this forgiveness, some of you listening right now really need to forgive yourself. You have put down yourself too long. You have accused yourself long enough. You have condemned yourself. You've been the judge, the jury, and the executioner of yourself. Give yourself a break, baby. Come on. Don't be too hard on yourself. And the reason why so many people seem to be hard on you, because you've been hard on yourself. And you track those same people that you are, your consciousness, in your consciousness. And that's why you're always running into those SOBs. Forgive yourself. You say, Reverend Rich, I can't forgive myself. Yes, you can. And you not only can, but you must, for your own spiritual and emotional and physical well-being, because unforgiveness goes deep inside of you. It's a root of bitterness. It's from which bitterness springs up, and you're bitter. Oh, boy, talking about, I've seen beautiful people, but they are filled, physically they're beautiful, looks beautiful, but when you talk and when you enter into their chambers, you realize how bitter they are. They have a lot of bitterness on the inside. They're bitter against their mother because mom loved this one more than she loved another, or dad loves her before more than loved this one, and I didn't get this when I was a kid, I can tell you, there's all kind of reasons for you to be better, but I've come to tell you, you can be better. You can remain bitter, or you can become better. And that begins with self-forgiveness. Forgiving of myself, forgiving myself of all the stuff that I thought I shoulda, woulda, coulda, didn't do. Did you get that? Forgiving, releasing and letting go of all the hatred, the self-hatred. There's so many people feel so inadequate. They hate themselves. Darling, you're beautiful. My dear friend, you're wonderful. Look into the mirror. And when you look into the mirror, you're going to see a beautiful creation of spirit of God, the good. And God loves you. Spirit loves you just the way you are. And if you and I can come to that place where we love ourselves just the way we are, if we accept ourselves just as God accepts you. I figured this a long time ago. This is one of the things I've learned many years ago without any special teaching or someone. This just came to me. Listen, if God can love me, then I can love me. because God knows me much better than I know myself. And if spirit can love, if spirit can love rich, because you know, sometimes rich could be a, oops, you know what I mean. And so can you, but the universe still loves you. God still loves you. Spirit still loves you. The infinite still loves you unconditionally, by the way. And so this forgiveness, self-forgiveness, you forgiving yourself is a key to breaking through and helping yourself as you desire to grow in life. Because this forgiveness, man, I tell you, when you come to this, when you're up, when you walk in this, when you come to this place with that, that I'm trying to explain to you, I've got all these wonderful thoughts coming to me at the same time, because there's such a truth that has to be shared throughout the universe, throughout our universe, throughout our world. There's so many people walking around in hell because of unforgiveness. They're not forgiving themselves. They're walking around in hell. And maybe you're one of those walking around in hell because you won't forgive yourself. You allow that guilt. Listen, guilt is a lie. Guilt, like forgiveness, are thoughts that you entertain, thoughts that you harbor, thoughts that you nurse, thoughts that you can now disperse and get it away from you. Just like forgiveness, everything, thoughts, everything begin with thoughts, good, bad, or indifference. And so come close, my dear, come close. Let me tell you this wonderful thing. I've got to say this to you in your ear. Guilt is a lie. Guilt, real or imagined, comes only to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Guilt is a liar. Guilt, real or imagined, is a lie. It's rude. It accuses. And it condemns. Guilt talks to you. It speaks of blame. It speaks to you of shame. It tells you how bad you are, how no good and how unworthy you are, how undeserving you are. Those are all lies that guilt penetrates your consciousness with. And you, guilt, real or imagined, has power. And the power that guilt has, oh boy, ooh, listen to this. The only power guilt has, the only power guilt have over you is your power. The power that you give guilt every time you listen to it, every time you believe it's lie, every time you harbor, every time you entertain those negative thoughts of shoulda, woulda, coulda, and didn't do, you give guilt power to torment you. So guilt, real or imagined, is a tormenting human experience that all of us have had to deal with, so you're not alone. It matters not your race. It matters not your face. It matters not your taste. It matters not your place in life. It does not matter whether you are religious or an atheist. Your nationality, your spirituality, or your sexuality does not exempt you from guilt. This, make no mistake, guilt is a fact. Is a F-A-C-T, a fact. It's a fact of life. But the good news that I bring to you today is that, yes, Guilt may be indeed a fact of life, but it is not the truth. It is not truth. It does not have to be your truth. Now, what's the difference between fact and truth, you ask? Simply stated, the difference between fact and truth is facts are changeable and facts are rearrangeable. Because even sometimes with guilt, sometimes you feel okay and sometimes you don't, you know. So I can tell you right there, you should see that therefore you have that power to change the way you feel, to change the way you think regarding those negative experiences. Truth, on the other hand, what is truth in regards to facts? Truth, on the other hand, is immutable, unchangeable. It is impossible for truth to change. Truth cannot be nothing but the truth. Truth, my dear friend, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Truth is, truth has been, and always will be truth. Oh boy. Before any prophet, any sage, or spiritual leader spoke or taught, truth was truth. Did you get that? Before Buddha spoke, before Hare Krishna, before Abraham, before Moses, before Muhammad, before Jesus the Christ, before any of these revered and respected spiritual icons taught or spoke, truth was. Truth was truth and is and forever will be truth. Long after these sages have made their glorious transition, truth still remains and will ever continue being truth. Truth is infinite. Love is infinite. Infinite love is the only truth. Everything else is an illusion. Guilt is an illusion. Guilt, that guilt that you've been carrying around is an illusion. Guilt is a mental and emotional illusion that is changeable and is rearrangeable. The liberating truth that Reverend Rich brings to you today is this. There is no one else somewhere else but you that possess the power to change and put an end to this tyranny we call guilt. You alone have this liberating power. This is your miracle moment. This is your hour. And there is power for your hour, power to save yourself from a guilt-ridden, from a guilt-burdened, from a guilt-consciousness. It is now your time for you to experience for yourself, for you to express and to enjoy a guilt-free consciousness. I know you want it. Yes, you do. It is now time for you to save yourself from a life of regret, and from a life of remorse, from a life of resentment, from a life of restlessness, from a life of shoulda, woulda, coulda. Here is another. Are you getting this, darling? Here's another enlightening and an empowering truth. Guilt is not N-O-T. Guilt is not holding on to you. You are holding on to guilt. You are the culprit. You are holding on to this, to some guilt. You refuse to release and let go of that guilt. And that's why guilt has so much power over you, because you're holding on to it. You're giving it power. You give it the power to torment your behind every time. The minute, the moment you get this truth in your spirit, the moment you awaken to this truth, you can let that truth go and let it release you and let it go. Oh, wow. Each and every guilt you have ever harbored, that you've ever entertained, that you have nursed, that you have ever felt, real or imagined, is ready to release you. Yeah, did you get that? Let me say it again. That guilt that you've been harboring, that you've been entertaining, that you've been nursing, that you've been feeling, that guilt, real or imagined, is ready to release you. The big question is, are you ready to release that guilt? Are you ready to say to that guilt, get the hell away from me, get out of here? You have no place in my mind, in my consciousness, in my emotions, in my body, in my affairs. You need to say, get the hell out of here, guilt. And guilt will obey you. But you've got to say it in power. Because it has no power but your power that you've given to it. By holding on to it, by clinging on to it. Stop being a Klingon. Release it and let it go. And say goodbye to it. And start enjoying life. Let your hair down. Stop and smell the roses. Get out of that dark room. And just darkness, lifestyle. And let the light, let the sunlight shine on the inside. Oh, I'm feeling this wonderful energy here tonight. Aren't you? I love this. There's a scripture in the New Testament that says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given unto you. You know, the literalist interpret and ascribe this only to Jesus, the Master Jesus. And they get caught up in all that stuff. But I'm telling you, they teach that Jesus was God's only son, and the rest of us are bastards. But the truth is, the Master Jesus the Christ came to show us how to discover and how to recover our true spiritual divinity identity. Because when you understand who you really are, you will know that guilt has no place in your life, in your mind, in your consciousness. That guilt that you've been carrying around, it's time to say goodbye to it. Because it's not helping you. It's not doing you any good. So what do you need it for? Let it go, baby. Let that thing go. You're stuck in the mud. And you've seen people, I remember seeing some of the cowboy movies back in the day. And a horse would be carrying a wagon, and they'd come across to some swampy area, and the wagon would get stuck in the mud. Now you have two choices, don't you? One is to stay stuck in the mud with the wagon. But the smart guy would unhitch the horse and leave the wagon right there. And that is exactly what you've got to do with that wagon called guilt. Unhitch yourself from that stuck wagon of guilt and ride on into the sunset, into a new wonderful life of love, joy, peace, success, happiness, good health, and all the wonderful things that you wish to be, to do, and to have. Wow. Yes, it is. Coming into your true self. Coming. Are you ready to release yourself? Oh, I've got to pray. I've got to say it, to go give this treatment to you, because I feel like right now, I feel like James Brown. I feel good like I knew I would. I feel nice like sugar and spice. You know why? Because I have forgiven myself. I refuse to allow anything or anyone, any type of experience to get to me, because I'm bigger than that. I'm better than that. I know who I am. And if you would love to, if you would like to be released in a few moments, I am going to lead you in a forgiving all affirmation, prayer affirmation, and treatment. And this will work when you work it. You've got to be willing and be ready to work this, to say it and mean it, because there is life and death in the power of your tongue. You create your world with your words. And just as you talk yourself into feeling guilty and and you listen to all those negative thoughts and you repeat them, and you said, yeah, I could have done this, I could have done that, I could have missed it. You talk yourself and you just become a victim instead of a victor. So I'm getting ready to lead us into this beautiful forgive all affirmation prayer treatment. I've used this. I've given this to folks all over the world, and it helps, but it only works for you. I've got to say this. It only works for you when you are willing and ready and indeed work it. You got to work it. You can't say this stuff don't work if you don't work it. It works when you work it. So it starts with me forgiving myself. And wherever you are right now, you alone, perhaps there, just you and I together, you're listening on your laptop, you're listening on your desktop, you're listening radio, or however you're listening to this program, I come to you right now. And I want you to, if you're able to, maybe you're lying in bed and unable to move, but you can open your eyes and look up. And if you're unable to look up, just open your eyes. Because I want you to see. I want you to see the light when it comes. And I want you to repeat this after Reverend Rich. Because there is wonderful healing energy coming into your experience, into your body, into your mind, into your emotions. Oh boy, I feel it now. That heaviness that you've had is leaving even now before we start. But here we go. Repeat this forgiving all affirmation prayer treatment with Reverend Ritt right here and right now. I choose to forgive myself. I consciously and deliberately forgive myself of all my past situations, of all my past shortcomings, of all my past mistakes, of all my past sins. I forgive myself now. I make a choice to forgive me. God now forgives me through me. I am now forgiven. I release all. I release everything. And I forgive others. I forgive all that have hurt me or done me some type of wrong, be it real or imagined. I forgive them and I release them. As I am now released, I now release. As I have now forgiven myself, I now forgive and I let go. And I give thanks that the wonderful presence of the universe, the wonderful presence of infinite good, of infinite God, the wonderful presence and power of God in me now heals my mind, now heals me of all hurt, of all hatred. Heals me of all hatred and self-condemnation and self-accusation. I am healed. I am whole. I am complete. I am one with the One. I align my mind with the divine. And I'm free now. Oh, yes, thank you. And I receive it now. As I have received it, I now give it. I give forgiveness. I give forgiveness to myself. I give forgiveness to my family member, to my mother, to my father, to my co-worker, to that minister, to that ex. I forgive them. I forgive her. I forgive him, that sister. I forgive that brother. I forgive that uncle. I forgive that aunt. I forgive. And right now, there's wonderful presence of spirit invades your personality, invades your emotions. I feel it flowing to you. The spirit is flowing now. The spirit is making straight all your paths, making smooth all of your ways. I see it now. I feel it now. It is so now. Say it. It is so now. It cannot be otherwise. And I rejoice. Wow. Yes, I rejoice. If you wish to call Reverend Rich, please give me a call right now and tell me about your experience. The phone number to reach me right now is telephone number 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888-627-6008. I would love to hear what Spirit has done for you, because I know the energy that is going forth out of this place, that's flowing out there to the universe, wherever you are listening. It's done something good for you. Something good has happened to you already. And please share it with me. Would you call us right now, 888-627-6008, and share. Perhaps what you have to say would be of such a blessing to someone else throughout the universe, throughout the world. And so don't be shy. And no, don't let that stop you, because now you are a free person. Your mind has been untangled. Your mind has been renewed. And therefore, you can speak freely with Reverend Rich. So call me at telephone number 888-627-6008. That would be so wonderful to hear from you. And if you wish to write to Reverend Rich, you can write to Reverend Rich at Reverend Rich, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. That's Reverend Rich, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. One more time, write to Reverend Rich, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33408. Wow. Wow. Ah, that's beautiful. I mentioned during that prayer treatment, we talk about receiving forgiveness. Why? How important is receiving forgiveness? That is, you being able to forgive yourself. Because you cannot give what you do not have. If you do not have forgiveness, you cannot give forgiveness. And perhaps think, perhaps that's one of the big reasons why you are unable to forgive, because you haven't forgiven you, but you have now. I'm just going over it because someone may have just tuned in. We're talking about forgiveness and forgiving ourselves first. But boy, that was beautiful, wasn't it? Man, oh man. Yeah, I tell you, it is so good to be able to bring this truth teaching that enlightens and empowers all of us. And next week, we're going to start on a subject very much related. It's entitled The Enemy Fixer. Wow. It's entitled The Enemy Fixer. How to fix your enemy. And it's a subject that sounds very intriguing, but it's not what you're thinking about. It's not what you're thinking of. Oh, what are you thinking? I'm not talking about fixing someone else. I'm talking about, well, I'll tell you that later on. But it's next Saturday. That's the title. We're going to talk about the enemy fixer and how to be free from all the stuff that life throws at you. Today, we were so delighted to hear of the wonderful things that Spirit is doing in your life. I'd love to hear from you. So do give me a call, and call me right now at telephone number 888-627-6008. That's telephone number 888-627-6008. And you can call, and we can chat some more, and you can share what's wonderful, beautiful things that are harboring to you. Now, let's do this. As we have forgiven ourselves, we're now going to move on a treatment of forgiving others. We're going to move on now to forgive others for from all the stuff that we may have had held against them. Get ready for this now. Are you ready? Here we go. Just repeat it again after Reverend Rich. Right here and right now, I choose to forgive. I choose to bless. I choose to release all. I choose to forgive all conditions. I choose to forgive all circumstances. I choose to forgive all events. I choose to forgive all situations. I choose to forgive every person whom I believe to have or may in fact hurt or cause me some harm. I refuse to harbor or to entertain any ill feeling or ill will or bad feelings. I no longer curse them. I no longer nurse the unforgiveness or the guilt. I no longer rehearse those experiences and those encounters and those circumstances or those situations. I now disperse them. I now release them. I now forgive all. A-L-L. I forgive all. As bad as it were, as bad as that experience has been, I forgive all parties. I forgive that person. Yeah, that person. I forgive them. That experience, I release it and I let it go. And I now welcome healing. I now welcome restoration and joy and peace. I now welcome rest. I am at rest. There is now rest for my soul. I no longer carry this any longer. I'm not going to carry this to the grave with me. I let it go now. And I forgive all. I forgive Mama. I forgive Papa. I forgive Brother. I forgive Sister. I forgive those in-laws. I forgive that one co-worker. I forgive that preacher. I forgive that politician. I forgive that doctor. I forgive that lawyer. I forgive. I forgive. I give it up. I give it up. Because I deserve to be free. And I indeed now I am free. And as I lift my hands, I say thank you. Thank you, God, in me, for the power I have to forgive and the power to receive. As I have received, I now freely give all. I freely receive forgiveness. I freely now give forgiveness from my consciousness, from my subconsciousness. I go way back from my childhood, what that person did to me. I forgive them. I release them. I no longer torment them in my mind. I take them out of the cage, out of the jail that I had them locked in. And I open now the door and release them from their tormenting, from that experience. And now healing comes to them. I send forth healing to them now. I forgive them. They knew not what they did. Just like the Master Jesus, the Christ on the cross, said, Father, forgive them. For they knew not what they do. They know not what they do. And this is your experience now. This is now your experience of understanding forgiveness by first knowing that you are and you have forgiven yourself. The Master Jesus, the Christ, he could not do that on the cross if he hadn't done it earlier. And when I talk about forgiving oneself, here's one thought I'm going to share with you. I had to forgive myself for allowing myself to get in that mess, in that situation, in that circumstances, in that event, you have to forgive yourself because we all did stuff. And that's beautiful. Now it's gone. Just like that. Yes. Well, you thought it was going to be difficult. You thought it was going to be something complicated. No, darling. It is as easy as ABC. And now when those negative thoughts or some negative guilty thoughts come back, you just remind yourself of this moment that I went and I released myself. Therefore, I'm free and I can walk in forgiveness. I can walk even in love. This is Reverend Rich L. Kemp. You can write to Reverend Rich L. Kemp and at 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33408. Or you can call Reverend Rich after the show is over on his divine line, 702-577-6777. That's Reverend Rich. Telephone number 702-577-6777. Until next week. I want you to continue to stay free, my dear, because you deserve nothing but the best. Bye-bye.
Get your free copy of Reverend Rich's Prosperity Passage, accompanied with positive, empowering music
Reverend Rich reads all prosperity passages found in the Old and New Testaments with his insightful commentary. For your love gift of $37 or more, we will rush you this 3-CD recording. Plus, you'll receive a bonus copy of Joseph Murphy's book, How to Attract Money. Mail all correspondence to Reverend Rich L. Kemp, 378 North Lake Boulevard, Suite 222, North Palm Beach, Florida, 33408. Or email Reverend Rich Live at AOL.com or telephone 877-789-7424.